Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
I got to tell you something. This show, the spark when we talk about success these days. I never thought that I'd see that spark in people. I thought it would be a long time coming. When you look in somebody's eyes and you're having a conversation around success. See, it's taken a while to see that little spark in the eye of people. And I'm not just saying everybody wants to go to young people. No, I'm just saying across the board. But the spark is back. Now that the spark is back, now what? Well, that's why I'm not here alone today. I'm here with my esteemed colleague and guest. Joining me here today to talk about the best-selling book, The Power of One, Five Essential Keys to Success. And that's Cherise Evans. Because, see, when you write a book like this, you have to know that something inside of you guided you to do it. Your life experience forced you to do it. And that the message that you're bringing out to the world is so new that it's replacing the paradigm you thought was meaningful in your life. And this is a phenomenal book, but more than that, so is Cherise. Because when we think about life coach, we think about best-selling author, we think about all the work that gets you to be this person, you know, experience in what? The tech industry? Yeah, I mean, think about that now. Take a look at the passion and the purpose. Someone who understands as a devoted wife, a mother, understands the absolute meaning of looking in and then looking out perhaps differently. Cherise, great to have you. What a great topic, right? We're going to get into it, aren't we?
Yes, Dr. Pat. I'm glad to be back with you on the show.
You know, what do you think? Let's start out with that question because, you know, one of the things I'm noticing really talks to the power of one. So I want to talk about what the power of one is all about. But I wanted to start out with this little spark I'm starting to see in people's eyes again. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's just like this little energy of excitement about the future and people getting creative. I don't know if they know it's a 9-year and they're getting ready for the 1 year. But you talk about all of this in the book, and I think it's important to really go through the birth of the power of one, because you don't give birth to something like this without carrying it for 9 months and then going through labor.
That's for sure.
So tell us about the book. And, you know, something must have happened for you to say, I got to tell people that there's a new narrative here. What was that?
Yeah, so Dr. Pat, I know this is our second episode together. And for those that may perhaps did not join us in the first session, I talked a little bit about who I was, how I kind of evolved through the years to becoming the version of myself that you see today. And that's what really the power of one, the five essential keys to success does. I really decided in my career, being in tech for over 14 years, that I needed to write my story and the people that I had impacted in such a meaningful way to really talk about success in a different manner. You said that you see spark and light in so many different individuals' lives today. And I think it is because people are starting to discover and dream again. And I am so happy to see that in so many lives. So The power of one, the five essential keys to success, is five essentials to success, and not the success that you think about when you think about wealth and power and fame and all of the things that celebrities and those in power may think about or wealthy people may think about. But it's really about one influential person, one life-changing decision, one clear thought, one seed, and one experience. This is the things that really most of us birth in our lives every single day when we're trying to improve ourselves and walk out the gifts that we were meant to do, which is to bring forth our most authentic selves. And so I hope that during this time that we have together today, that we can dive a little deeper about how I begin to tell the stories of many of the people as a leadership learning and development coach in tech that I inspire to go beyond what they believe were limitations to really honing into the things that they already had down on the inside of them. But basically, I showed them the roadmap in order to birth those things out into fruition.
Now, here's what I want to do. I want to take a 30-second break because this is going to tap into everything. I want to just hang on for one second. Here's what I'm going to say. I think this is going to be true for Coach Charisse when we come back. What happens when you can actually wake up one day and say, I am now seeing my God-given talents. And I'm ready. Can you, anybody out there say it? I know I'm making you uncomfortable. I know you're feeling uncomfortable right now. I know some of you've been a little bit beat down, but this is not about being beaten down. It's about being lifted up. Let's take a short break when we come back. And we're not fooling around here. Those are God-given talents. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you a coach, consultant, or CEO who is ready to scale like a million-dollar leader? Then it's time to make your next big sales move. I'm Carissa Atkins, founder of the Alpha Queen Collective, where we help ambitious women master high-ticket sales, attract premium clients, and lead their empires with unshakable confidence.
If there are any of you ladies thinking about joining the AQC and working with Carissa, stop thinking about it and just do it. It has been a game changer.
The support, the no judgment zone, as well as the ability to grow through both difficulties and celebrations.
Carissa pours her heart out into creating and giving us strategies, prompts, golden nuggets that allow us to soar.
So if you're a coach or an entrepreneur who is ready to rise and have real mindset shifts, see results financially and personally, and feel supported every step of the way, then this is where you belong.
Head over to www.alphaqueencollective.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the psychic explorer, and I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Transformation Talk Radio for Afterlife Teacher, soul lessons bringing you full circle. Brian Blankenship will help you to begin to explore the deeper part of yourself in connection to your soul and your spiritual team. She will discuss the spiritual realm from the perspective of past lives and afterlife regression and the soul lessons gained by clients during their spiritual regression sessions spanning the past 20 years. For more information, visit BrenBlankenship.com.
Inside the Mind of Hiring with me, Dr. Mickey Feinberg, is a must listen for hiring managers, HR pros, and job seekers. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio, the first and third Tuesday at 11, to discover the psychology of making smarter hiring decisions that shape successful teams and organizations. Dr. Mickey and expert guests will disclose the full hiring journey. For more info, visit deltaconsultants.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I just want to tell you right now, make sure you write this down, ShariceEvans.com. I'm saying Charisse. This is what we're doing. ShariceEvans.com. What's your website? Give me the right website.
It's okay, Dr. Pat. It's ShareEvans.com.
Oh, that's so tricky.
I know.
My bad. Hopefully you have Charisse Evans going to forward it.
Yeah, it's a derivative of my name. So people wouldn't have to type my long name. So it's ShareEvans.com.
Yeah, you got to help me come up with one of those for myself. Look, before the break, we were talking about the power of one, but we were talking about God-given talents. And, you know, part of this is in the book. You really walk us through some things. And I really would love you to do that, because we cannot let that spark go out in people's eyes. So tell us what it is that you created that will keep that spark burning.
Yeah, so I share in my book several individuals, mostly leaders, that I helped during my career in tech as a leadership learning and development coach, in reference to where they were to where they aspired to be. And I talk through the five essential keys, which is one influential person, one life-changing decision, one clear thought, and one seed, and one experience. Through those things, each individual kind of had a different, what we call landscape or roadmap, in order to help them to connect the dots. Things that were already deep down on the inside of them, but they just didn't know how to break free and live their most true and authentic selves. So I'll give you an example where there was one young lady where she knew that there was something more deep down on the inside of her that she aspired to be. And when I was working with her, she was pretty stagnant in her career. She wanted to own her own business, and she didn't know how to break free from the day-to-day in the environment that she was in. So I basically decided, with her permission, to work with her on an individual basis and begin to just ask her some, profound questions about who she was meant to be and who she wanted to be. What was her idea about the version of herself that she aspired to be versus the person that she was settling to be? And through that journey, it took roughly about a year with working with her, where there were people that she had come across, so one influential person. There was things that people were always tapping into, understanding about how they saw her, but she couldn't see it in herself just yet. And just to get clarity in mind about those things, to begin to place a roadmap before her to kind of connect the dots in order to bring about the change that she wanted to see. So what happened is, with her being in the career that was unfulfilling, she tapped into the things that she already had deep down on the inside of her in order to get to her next level.
Wow.
And birthed from that was her own what we call pop-up shop, that ended up being a success. And she was able to go into this new arena of her career that she would have never achieved, I think, had it not been for connecting with someone like myself that could tap into the things that were already inside of her, but basically being able to carve out a roadmap in order to be able to walk those things out.
Yeah. What you just did, it is a lost art. And I remember in my HR background that we needed to find out why are you here? What are you doing? And then we got afraid. We got afraid to help people that way. But look at what you did, because do you think that person would have discovered their guidance system, their compass? I don't think so. Do you?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. Yeah.
Mm.
And it's having the courage. It's having the courage to be able to move past your fears of feeling like I'm not enough. I'm not worthy. I don't even think that I have what it takes in order to get to that next level of what I know I feel in my bones that exists, but I just don't know what I need to do to take the next steps.
You know, somebody asked me what I wasn't afraid of. I get asked all sorts of questions, just like the ones I ask you, right? But I got asked, and really not too long ago, earlier this year, what are you afraid? What was the question? What are you afraid of? What is it about you that you're not afraid of? I said, I'm not afraid of failing. And they just, you could hear a pin drop. It's like, I lost them on the show. I said, I'm not afraid of failing. But let me be very clear. I'm not afraid of failing so that I can create better. See, we have this stigma in our lives that if we are not perfect, we have failed. And if you heard my show opening, it's what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That is my tagline question. I've had that question, and I took a lot of grief for that question. All the New Thought people wanted me to make it not say the word fail. But we have to be able to soften the blow of that word up to say, you know, you plant a seed, if you ain't going to water it, it's going to die. But what you're talking about are these talents. Let's talk about what you found to overcome our challenges, because people need this now. We are being faced with three things that you're going to share with us that people can do. I think sometimes we need to know how. Isn't that what you bring?
Absolutely, Dr. Pat. When you think about improvement on the things that you know to be true about yourself and the things that can help you to get from where you are to where you want to be, it's about understanding these three concepts, I feel, knowing yourself, working on your strengths, and remaining positive in the process. And so if you go back to knowing yourself, it's you might think, oh, is that a cliche? Of course you know yourself, right? And it's like, yeah, but if you ask the average person, who are you? They struggle. And when I say they struggle, they start to tell you what they do, what they enjoy, what they like, but they don't really go to the core of who they are. And I really think knowing yourself is really the landscape or the foundation of where everyone needs to start before they begin to think about, where do I want to go from here? Where do I want to begin to elevate? Yeah. And so who I am is so important to understand your purpose and what you're willing to sacrifice in order to get to your next level.
Now we're talking. now we're talking, because we're not just talking about, I want to just be clear, you know, we're not just talking about a surface level of knowing. You know
That's
what
right.
I mean? Like, people, I know me. What's your favorite song? Oh, my God. No, what's in your soul?
That's right. That's right.
And you have the courage to look.
Do you have the courage to look? Do you have the courage to sit in it, whatever that thing may be? When you ask me the same question, who am I? I know that I'm a birther. That is my God-given talent. No one can authenticate it or duplicate it for that matter. And so it's tied to specifically the being and the essence of who I am. I'm an atmosphere changer. So when I come into an atmosphere, I know that I have the power to begin to shift whatever that thing looks like, because there's a light inside of me that illuminates in spaces, regardless of what that space may be. But when you ask the question of many others or individuals, they tend to struggle because they're going what we call on surface level of the essence of their being, and they're not going deeper to the soul of who they are. And I really truly believe that without knowing yourself to the soul and the essence of who you are, how can you really combat when we have adversity coming at us, when we have the naysayers coming at us, when we have the what we call the placators, or you know, whatever that thing may be. And then you have people that may want to what we call mimic others. And when you know who you are, there's no mimicking because you're already set apart. You have a DNA that separates you from anybody else in this world by God's design. Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about the work that I do, is that I aspire people to really, truly walk in their light, being the true, authentic self of who they truly are. But first of all, they have to define what that truly is, to walk in those strengths and then remain positive and willing to sacrifice whatever it may take in order to seek whatever it is that they truly aspire to be.
Okay, here, I got to tell you this deal. And we're going to go a little bit longer in the show because I want to make sure people get this. Thank you, Emily, for that. I went back to my high school reunion back at Plainfield High School. And for those of you out there, you go look up Plainfield High School. I was there during the riots. And I tell funny stories about going back, meeting with my friend Gwen, sitting at the table with Rodney and sitting at the table with the principal sat next to me. I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. The principal, his wife, just a great time. And they had posters and pictures and things that people said about you. And I went to look at the book, like the high school thing that they write. So here's what I found. I forgot. I could barely read and write. I'm serious. You know, the person you're looking at now, that was not me back then. I was very learning different. But I could see and memorize things. So I got through. But it said, Gwen says, look at this. Look at it. Gwen's like, look at here. You're going to be like, you're the president of Future Teachers Club. How long did it take you to teach? I said, you know what, Gwen? 2003. It took me to 2003 when I dialed the wrong phone number and I started this. Now, why would that be, Charisse? Okay, you named it. The job. Get off the street from being homeless, right? You get the career at the bell-shaped head. They give you security until they don't. You make a steady paycheck so you could go party. Whatever that looks like. But if you ask me how I finally got there, there's only one answer I'm going to give you. It wasn't until I got sober and I tapped into the God of my understanding to realize who I really could be. I wasn't my past. I wasn't my addiction. I wasn't any of those things. I was the person before all that. And that is what got me to go on a path. And I'm still on the path because I don't want people to think I'm there. I'm not. But is there another way to get there, to truly get there, Charisse? Is there?
You know what? I always say, never minimize the importance of going through your process. And we all have the work that we need to do in order to get to the other side of whatever it is that we're trying to aspire to be. We all have a journey, and all of our journeys will look different. Some of us can get to it very quickly because we discover it very early in our what we call primal age of, you know, understanding who we are. But for others, because of maybe background, maybe the way that we were raised, maybe the environment or the atmospheres that we grew up in, it may take some time because of decisions and choices that we make. What I want to share is that the importance is not necessarily the destination, but it is the journey. It is the journey of understanding whatever it is to tap into those God-given talents, do the work, go through the process in order to reach that destined place that was meant specifically for you and what God created for you to be.
I have to tell you, I honor your work so much. I really do. You know, people will get to know you more. But you see, the old ways are just not going to work. The latest study from Sodesto was very clear about the generations that are coming now. And there is no way to lead them without compassion, empathy, some level of caring. It's not. They selected as their number one choice for obligation for a company, you must be compassionate. But if you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you don't even know what compassion means to you, you better call Cherise Evans.
That is so kind of you. I tell you, empathy and compassion comes with your own trials and tribulations. I can share with you that without my story being the story that it is, and for those that don't know the story, they can go back on episode one. But I can tell you that that gave me so much empathy and compassion towards others with the things that I had to endure and the hole in the valley that I had to overcome in order to get to the place that I am today. Is that resiliency that helps me with empathizing with someone else's story and having compassion and relatability on the struggles and the things that sometimes get in the way of us really getting to our place of resiliency and the place that God intends for us to be, which is to walk out our true identity of how he sees us and what he birthed in us when we were first created in our mother's womb. And that is the work that I do, helping to get past the barriers and the struggles and the things of the things that we call limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, things that sometimes hinder us from moving in the most positive way to where we know that there is something that is what you said, the light that's in all of our eyes that says, I know that there has to be more. I feel it, but I don't know how to get there. And that is the work that I do when I come into one connection with individuals, whether it's in their profession or in their own personal development.
Exactly. Now, I want to talk about something in the last minutes we have left. And I really want to talk about potential. Because what you do and, you know, part of the story you shared, but also your own journey, my journey, still looking at this really closely for myself. Don't you think for one minute that I don't wake up one day thinking they are going to find out about me? I don't even know what that means. I know my buddy Gwen back in Jersey, I'm going to go see her shortly, is like, yeah, they're going to find out about you, girl. She's like, you, Dave, she said, you're so lucky. I'm saying, what do you mean, Gwen? She says, oh, how'd she say it? I'm going to try to do Gwen. Lord of mercy. Thank goodness they didn't have no cell phones. They didn't have no Facebook. You'd have had to go to another planet. But part of that journey has made me who I am today and who I'm discovering. And I want to talk about that because sometimes you really have to be bold. Gloria Steinem said to me once, you need to do something outrageous every day, Vasily. Every day. This was before, you got to do it. And I'm working on that because I don't know another way to unlock true potential without going to the edge of that. Do you?
You know what? I would agree with you in so many different ways. It's about really listening to, I think we all have our instincts of what we know to do in order to navigate this life every single day. But most of us don't really hone into those instincts in order to get through all of the noise of this world and the life that we live. So I encourage really to minimize distractions, doing it afraid in spite of what it looks like, and never willing to give up and quit. And so I think if Gwen was saying they're going to find out about you, they're going to find out about how fearless Dr. Pat actually is.
Yeah.
That it doesn't matter what comes your way, that you're going to keep moving one step in front of the other or one foot in front of the other in order to get to the next level of whatever it is that that light is drawing you towards.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you say that most of us really desire that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And more so now. So here's the spark deal. I wasn't going to mention it, but I seem to mention it every show now. What's happening is people are coming out stronger after COVID. Now, people, I said that on a show and somebody said, get over it, man. That's been like 2 years ago. And I'm like, hello, you don't even understand change. If you think 2 years to make that kind of change is like a long time, I don't know what book you're reading. But you can make the change in a shorter period of time. However, not with that much grief. You've got to go through it. So
that
spark is popping up. Regardless of what you believe in the country you're in and the political nature of things, people are finding that power one, that one connect. People are finding it, but they don't know what to do with it. And isn't that what you're talking about? You're there to help people that show up and say, Charisse, I'm going to tell you, and I'm one of them. My favorite thing is when my coaches get on the phone, they ask me a question, I say, I don't know what I don't know today. I'm just going to tell you up front, I do not know what I don't know. However, I am open to being guided.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I always say we all have the ability to plant seed, but we don't know how that seed is going to grow into fruition. But it's just like a farmer. A farmer doesn't worry about the seeds that he plants. He just basically puts the seeds out. The seasons happen as they should, and at its expected time, whatever the season is, it will what? Birth fruit. That is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We don't know with how we journey what is going to happen from day to day, but our ownership is to plant seeds. And those seeds will birth what it's supposed to birth at its expected time.
Now you get into the last thing we're going to talk about. You have to have an approach to growth and achievement. You need practical tools. As much as I say, my belief, my mama used to read this one line. She didn't read it. She memorized it. But so three girls, right? She just wanted to make sure we didn't kill ourselves, really. And she would say to us girls, no matter what, she was from the deep south. And mama used to say, girls, I'm going to tell you right now, faith without works is dead.
That's
you need
right.
to go make your bed. And, but this is what we're talking about. The difference is my mom showed us how. That's what I want you to talk with. How do we get there? What are some of the practical tools that we can leave people with? And then they can always get a hold of you for the real bonus, right?
Yes, yes. So practical tools is about understanding. I mentioned prior to us getting to this point, but I want to really tap back into that. And that's understanding your strengths. We all have weaknesses and we have strengths. Some of us get stuck in our weaknesses. We always talk about the things that are shortcomings or the things that we feel are getting in the way of us getting to our next level. I really want the mindset to shift to think about what are my strengths? What do I know that I am gifted to do that regardless of what comes my way, I am still able to do it and nobody can take those things away from me and build upon those strengths. And then the last thing is to remain positive in the process, regardless of what it looks like. Everything that happens, it happens for our good. We may not be able to see it while it's happening. But in the end, once we have hindsight, we say hindsight is 2020, you realize that everything that transpired, it was working for your good.
Yeah. Yeah. I get asked the question, you know, you talk about that homeless gig you did when you were age 17. I said, yeah, I do. I'm talking about it now. It took me a while to talk about it. They said, yeah. But I don't understand it. What good did that give you? And I said, you got to be kidding me. You know what it taught me? It taught me I didn't want to be homeless. It taught me that get yourself back to New Jersey, get a hold of Dora Stoner at Bell Labs and get in there and get that interview for Bell Labs. And that's what it taught me. And I was with AT&T Bell Labs for 25 years because of that experience. They paid for my education. I worked my way up from the mailroom, although I almost got fired from the mailroom job. But I did turn that around. I was so fascinated by the science. I had the most incredible people on my mail delivery trip. You see, that's what that short homeless gig, the gift of that. It was the understanding that three people in white outfits with tambourines chanting. I now know it's chanting. I thought they were speaking like a different language. No, it was chanting. Offered me clothes and a sandwich. And I think if they hadn't done that and I hadn't asked myself, what religion are you or something, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Yeah.
So it I have a similar
experience with being homeless in my own walk. And I can tell you, when you're in your valley, it basically is debilitating.
Good word.
It's debilitating because you're asking questions about how did I get here, right? Why is this happening to me? And then once you're what I call waddling in the mud for a period of time, you realize I have got to get myself out of this valley. And that's when that light begins to shift and you'll start to see things start to open up in a way that you had never seen before. It's almost like God showing himself in the most care during the lowest part of your life.
And remarkable.
Exactly. And the angels begin to what we call plant seed in your life in order to help you to walk out of that valley. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the valley that you learn some things from a more authentic place that you would have never learned had you never been that low in your life.
And beautifully said.
Yeah, I think to this day that had it not been for my valley, I could not be where I am today.
I know it. Look, what a powerful conversation today, because these are the things we now need to know and help other people, give them a hand up. And I do say that. People say, what are you going to give a hand? I'm saying, please, let's get real. I'm so grateful for everybody put out a hand, put out a word, gave me tips, gave me advice. I don't care who it was. I spent 3 hours with Shirley MacLaine and I learned more in that 3 hours about my unlimited potential. And she gave me the emphasis to show it that day. Thank you, Shirley MacLaine. Thank you. A little scared. I was scared most of the time.
Oh, yeah.
But she showed me how to own a stage. I never forgot that. You see, we have to help each other.
That's right.
But what you're doing is helping people in a way where most of us cannot help ourselves. And we need that compassion, companionship, and oneness. Charisse, thank you. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with? And please give out your website and any other way to get a hold of you, please.
Yes. So for those of you that are either struggling in your own personal development or in your careers, or you're a leader that want to go to the next level in leading others effectively, I am a coach that works with you one-on-one, very compassionate, empathetic to your situation. There are no judgments. And so you can find me at shareevans.com. My book, The Power of One, The Five Essential Keys to Success, is on Amazon. So you can go and purchase the book and connect with me in the most meaningful way in order to jumpstart your 2026 year coming up. Do not delay. For every delay, there is denial. So don't delay.
Our next show should be called Delay, Denial, Delusionment.
I love it.
That has got to be our next show. And I know it's in your book. I mean, you may not say it that way, but I'm telling you, delay, denial, and delusionment, because these are things that successful people go through. Einstein failed math. So come on now. What's missing? What's missing is the fuel that Charisse is offering you to keep the spark that I saw in your eyes.
Yes.
Thank you, Charisse, for everything.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Always a blessing to be with you.
I can't wait to that next one. For those of you out there, this is about the power of one. It's also about you. See, Charisse and I see the spark in your eye. And what we're here to help you with is to build that flame up as wildly hot as you want to get it. See you next time.